Look, violence still a huge problem across the country, domestic violence included in all of that. And there are some awareness campaigns happening, and somebody that's about to head overseas to be a part of that for at least a second time round is Joplin Higgins. And good morning, Joplin. Preventing violence, very, very important. You're about to go on a trip again for the second time. What are some of the things that you're hoping to be able to uncover?
Morning, Mark. How are you going? I'm going back to the States in October. I was there last year in February with the Westpac Social Change Fellowship. So I travelled for about a month last year looking at the battery intervention programs, which really look at how we can engage perpetrators of domestic violence and how we can heal their trauma and also look at their childhood traumas in the recovery from the violence that they perpetrate. And this year I'm going to have a look at situational violence, how that's being rolled out, and new therapies that are being facilitated in America, and the bystander intervention programs.
So with all of that in mind, where are some of the newest thoughts internationally on that side of things? I mean, you talked there about the perpetrators, and I guess some of the things that got them to the stage that led them to be violent people, I guess that's some of the things that are being touched on?
Yes, absolutely. So some of the programs in America that I studied last year really look at peeling back the perpetrator to look at what has affected them as a human being to be of the view that they can perpetrate violence in their family situation. And what they look at is childhood trauma and adolescent trauma that hasn't been discussed or rectified with the perpetrator. It's definitely not an excuse, but sure, what they're saying is we have to be able to heal what is wrong with them, because it's not normal to think that you can be abusive to your spouse or abusive to your children. So perhaps some of these are learned behaviours, and how do we make the perpetrator understand that there is accountability? You are accountable for the actions that you do within your relationships.
Joplin, is that the consensus that most people that are becoming violent have something in their past that's causing them violent, or is that just sort of part of the picture?
No, look, it is... it's definitely a theory that they have in America that most normal people don't look at... that don't do this as a normal stream of their relationship. But they've broken it down into three types of perpetrators: your survival-based perpetrator, your entitled-based perpetrator, and a sadistic-based perpetrator. So a survival-based perpetrator, they, from their research, says that there's normally not a lot of violence or no violence in the relationship until the relationship comes to an end, and that's when stalking behaviours, intimidation, take place post-separation. Your entitled-based perpetrator is a perpetrator that just thinks it's their God-given right to perpetrate violence on their spouse. And the sadistic-based perpetrator, the statistics show there's less of those types of perpetrators, but they are the ones that inflict serious violence and torture on their victims.
Joplin, we know we have got a long way to go in terms of violence generally. Hopefully you can come back with some groundbreaking research, and hopefully we can sort of turn more people around. I guess if you only turn one person around, it becomes all worth it. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
That's Joplin Higgins talking about some more ways, some more theories into violence and those that perpetrate it. Hopefully, like I said, at least we can turn a few people around. That will be a good start. It is 18 to midday at 2NURFM.